I have come to Goma Mpote in the central region of Ghana, and on this vast expanding land, about the size of 10 stadia, is a technology center. In the middle of this land is an 8-story structure. Under construction on my left, I see a metal frame of a car manufacturing plant. A windmill pumps water to the center, and different kinds of animals can be seen all over this place. Horses, zebras, also camels, peacocks, among others. This place belongs to a man who never had education beyond the basic level. His name is Apostle Kodjo Safo, but he likes to be called the Star of Africa.
My name is Owusu Bedu. I'm Apostle's secretary. Let's move.
So we are inside the TV workshop now. One of the TVs is about to be switched on. So why are your TVs quite different? I mean, they don't look like the ordinary TV.
Yes.
These designs are, if you ask me, they are quite scary.
they are not. They are quite unique and interesting. It is not the usual one.
Well, yes, I've noticed that the brand name is on it already.
So, this one,
so how do you turn on this television?
If you want to turn it on, you just blow air into it.
Let me give it a try.
Okay. Yes, it is on.
Yes, it's working.
Yes, it is.
And if I want to turn it off, I have to blow in the air?
No, you wave it by bringing your hand closer to this place.
And okay. I just have to wave it like I'm waving, I'm saying goodbye to somebody.
Goodbye.
You're introducing to me Alfred.
Alfred Akute, who is one
Alfred,
of the technicians.
Nice to meet you, Alfred.
Yes. There's an electric car we're trying to develop in our own country. So that at least we use the solar sun, the free nature gift, in charging the battery.
So can this car move?
Very well. This, where is it?
Okay, so the vehicle is just about to be sparked. It's a manual vehicle anyway. And the driver just turned on the radio inside the vehicle now. And the car is actually moving.
This place has become an excursion center for students and the public. Every year, Apostle Kodjo Safo organizes a science festival to showcase his latest products. Almost everything in this center, including the 8-story structure still under construction, was built with his technology produced right here in Ghana. So what really motivated him?
After deep thinking, I came to the conclusion that there is nothing mystical about the white man's ability to manufacture things. So I decided to also manufacture some of the things. Just like in Ghana we say, we are the gateway to Africa. I also said to myself, I am also an African star and I must shine to my people. So I started small, putting things together using clay. It led to building things like TVs. I started alone because I didn't have people to work with.
Apostle Safo has no formal school training. After struggling to make a living in Ghana, he spent nearly 17 years in Europe and Asia, working mainly in manufacturing plants, picking experiences from any work he found. Now, he has over 300 apprentices he trains here. His vehicles are still being tested, but it appears it won't be long as he has just secured a contract with Chinese partners to build a car processing plant to start commercial production of vehicles in Ghana, hopefully from next year.